CRTV's Radio Network Service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. President Paul Biya has called for a structured international solidarity while attending the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of a 1944 Allied landing in Provence in France. Roman Catholic Christians in Cameroon have celebrated the solemnity of Assumption, the day it is believed the Blessed Virgin Mary was taken to heaven, body and soul. The body of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Issa Ayatou, who died in France, will be received at the Yaoundé Simalé International Airport tonight, ahead of an official burial in Garoua tomorrow. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. President Paul Biya has called for a structured international solidarity as a vital pathway to achieving global peace. The president was speaking today morning at Saint Raphael, France, on behalf of foreign heads of state at the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the 1944 Allied landing in Provence, south region of France. The president of Cameroon is attending the ceremony on the invitation of the French president, Emmanuel Macron. Ashu Nyenti captured the president's day at the ceremony and now reports.
The weather was particularly poor when President Paul Biya and Madame Chantal Biya left their hotel this Thursday morning to attend the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the Provence landings at Saint Raphael at the Bonnery-sur-Mer Cemetery. In the exceptionally patriotic ceremony, flags of former Allied countries that contributed in freeing France from the shackles of Nazi defeat and occupation floated proudly. President Paul Biya arrived at the venue at about 9:50 local time, 8:50 in Cameroon, to a joyous, fraternal and warm welcome from President Emmanuel Macron, who also took time off to acknowledge First Lady Chantal Biya. Paul Biya will take his seat next to Macron at the official tribune, where about half a dozen other African heads of state, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and ex-servicemen who fought for France in the Second World War, were already sitting. The first highlight of the suburb, a solemn event, is a speech of President Paul Biya on behalf of foreign heads of state. After thanking President Macron for the invitation and quality of reception, Paul Biya set the historical context of the ceremony, which started with Cameroon being among the first countries to answer the call from General Charles de Gaulle to save France, creating a momentum that snowballed to other African countries, even when Cameroon had no obligation to do so. He then went ahead to remind everyone of what they should already know. There would have been no victory for the Allies were it not for the secret alliance of the volunteers, without the contribution of other peoples, without foreigners, without blacks and riflemen. It was a sublime, coded by clear message. As in similar occasions, President Paul Biya did not miss this opportunity to articulate his vision and reading of the international arena, which has become a playground for the survival of the fittest. He says humanity has strayed away from the respect of other peoples and cultures, diversity and the general disregard for others, reason for the increase in global conflicts in different parts of the world. Paul Biya made it clear that he was at that ceremony to hold high the torch of international solidarity and consideration for poorer countries as a pathway to peace in the world. He was emphatic that the exemplary solidarity portrayed during the war period should be continued. A message of truth and pertinence that earned Paul Biya an acknowledgement handshake from Emmanuel Macron, who also praised the African army in his speech for its role in making France to be free again and giving the country its grandeur in the Committee of Nations. It was therefore a Paul Biya confident in himself and in high spirits who returned to his temporary residence at the French Côte d'Azur in Cannes to contemplate future developments.
Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganun Jumensi has instructed engineers working on the Douala Bonepupa Yabasi Road to carry out further geotechnical studies and to take measures to prevent landslides. Minister Ganun Jumensi has issued a deadline for the movement of vehicles to be made possible on the stretch. His instructions were captured by Patience Wingo.
We have to anticipate, because what we are facing here could arrive somewhere else. That is why I have indicated that our lab should work hand in hand with the company, Technicotin, Bonds Enterprise. We're doing very well in order to look for a solution. An instruction has been given to Labogeni, to Beta Console, and also to our ministry, our internal lab, to work in order to assess the entire situation on the itinerary that will make us to prevent such situation. The governor of the Littoral region yesterday recommended some security measure. I just want to congratulate him and to launch an appeal to the route user to respect all those conditions. If you have vehicles, it's more than 3.5 tons, just stop, because the deviation which is being constructed will support only the vehicles under that tonnage.
Close to 2,000 people have been screened for HIV, with 150 diagnosed positive in Yaoundé since the launch of the 2024 AIDS Free Holiday Campaign. The initiative of the First Lady of Cameroon, Mrs. Chantal Biya, carried out by one of our humanitarian associations, African Synergy, has taken teams of peer educators to the field, including the roundabout in BMRC, where they carried out awareness campaigns. Ayim Bile reports.
Bustling is the wrong point, expressing BMRC and mingling with the people are peer educators.
Anne-Louise.
A Sobajan Martin, a peer educator. We have been in many other sectors, even down here, but we have seen that here they have many youth, so we came back.
Raising awareness within the AIDS Free Holidays campaign, the young people, enthusiastic, are visibly making inroads.
Bon, Lea Grasse, peer educator. Many told me that HIV/AIDS is no more a sickness. But I was like, no, that's not it. It's still a sickness. Not because many youths are no more dying that it's not there. It's because they're taking their drugs. And African Synergy has given us a lot of equipment. Like you can see the equipment here. You can even see my back. Everything is just perfect.
Your communication language is effective and adapted.
Tablape and Luis Gwendola. We have two categories of youths we meet on the field. First of all, we have the younger ones. So I used to tell them that HIV is a small virus that kills the antibodies in their system. Now, to the elderly one, HIV is a virus, then it's the sickness. We encourage the young population to practice abstinence, because that's what our mother, Mama Chantal Biya, encouraged the youth to do.
Wooed by the peer educators to do a voluntary free HIV testing.
I came to do my test to know my serology.
The passerby is among 2,000 already screened since the launch of the 2024 AIDS Free Holidays campaign.
We are doing HIV tests and hepatitis B. 2,000 people that have already done their test, and we have already have 150 positive cases.
The Van and Colbison roundabouts, as well as the Eligijua markets, will be the next stops for the peer educators determined to protect youths, who now account for 30% of all new HIV infections in the country.
The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Grace José Avelino Batencourt, has celebrated a solemn pontifical mass in commemoration of the Feast of the Assumption, wherein he called on Christians to imitate the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary and to live in harmony and peace at the sanctuary of Our Lady of the Mountain in Babaju, in the West Region, in the presence of the Bishop of Bafoussam, His Lordship Paul Longsi Kene. Kinge Angela Power reports from CRTV West.
Over 2,000 meters high up the winding hills of the Bambutus, the sanctuary of Our Lady of the Mountain in Babaju was the converging point for thousands of Christians in an inaugural mass to commemorate the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Lordship José Avelino Batencourt, presented a papal message to realign Christians that the doctrine of the Catholic Church has not changed, and called on them to reflect on the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary and by so doing stay away from violence.
We came in large numbers with people from various parts of the region, from the country, to pray for peace. And the Pope Francis' representative came today as a living testimony, witness of this working for peace.
The sanctuary was dedicated as a peace sanctuary, and he promised to return for an official consecration when construction on the sanctuary is completed with a chapel. This celebration took place in the presence of thousands of Catholic Christians from across the West and Northwest region, amidst a host of administrative and traditional authorities who received papal blessings with the promise that all humans can gain eternal life. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV News, Baba.
Christians of the Holy Family Cathedral in Bertwa have celebrated the Feast of the Assumption in a pontifical mass officiated by His Grace Joseph Atangam, who called on all Christians to follow the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary and live virtuous lives. The sacrament of baptism was also part of activities to crown this year's 15 August celebration. Bennett Akamondwa reports from CRTV East in Bertwa.
In a pontifical mass celebrating the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven this August 15, the celebrant, His Grace Joseph Atanga, Metropolitan Archbishop of Bertwa, called on all Christians present to resemble the Blessed Virgin Mary in her humility. In his homily derived from the Book of Luke, he enjoined all to shun the spirit of pride so as to live holy lives. His Grace, Joseph Atanga, Archbishop of Bertwa.
Our mother is showing us the way to her son, the way of humility. She's showing us the way we have to believe in God, believe in Jesus. And she is the first person who knew that Jesus is the Lord.
This year's celebration equally witnessed the consecration of some women of the Holy Mary Association, Marie Memon.
Je me suis engagée.
I've been consecrated today. I will follow the examples of Mary in her humility, and I will serve God all my life.
Dans la vie de l'église.
The holy sacraments of baptism and first holy communion were also administered to some Christians. Bertwa, Bennett Akameondwa, CLTV.
Over in Ebolova, Bishop Philip Alambarga has called on Christians to follow the Virgin Mary's example of faith, humility, and obedience. The prelate made the appeal this Thursday at the St. Anne and Joachim Cathedral during a special mass to commemorate the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Silas Nkwain reports from CRTV South.
The Cathedral of St. Anne and Joachim in Ebolova, named after the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ, was full to its utmost capacity this Thursday as believers gathered for the solemnity of the Assumption. A moment of praise and worship, prayer and rededication, Missili Honorine, is a parishioner. It is an immense joy for me and for all the apostolic ladies. The Virgin Mary is our icon. The Feast of the Assumption signifies the victory of life over death. In his homily, the Bishop of the Bolova Diocese, Philip Alambaga, called on the faithful to emulate the Virgin Mary. Faith.
Jesus Christ says welcome to his mother in the heaven, and it is a privilege for the humanity to find in this opportunity the accomplishment of his hope. We have to hope and to know that what our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished in his mother is also accomplished in our life.
Mary, he said, is a perfect model for Christians who should imitate their blessed mother and learn from her. The special mass was marked by the administration of the Holy Sacraments of Baptism and Holy Communion. Silas Nkwain, CRTV News.
A grotto has been inaugurated at the St. Augustine's Parish in Colcos in the Kier Division of the Central Region. The holy place, which is dedicated for prayers, especially to the Virgin Mary, was opened during a mass to celebrate the Feast of Assumption. During the event, the Bishop of Obala, His Lordship Sustain Leopold Bayemi Macheyi, reminded Christians of the parish to strengthen their bond with Jesus Christ, like that which Mary, the mother of Jesus, had with him from conception till his death and resurrection. Karin Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
Bishop Sosten Baemi, during his message to the Christians, emphasized that Mary's life was principally centered on faith, a lifestyle he has called on Christians of St. Augustine's Parish, Colchos, to emulate.
We want to walk in the same steps as she did, being men and women of faith, love, and hope. These are the main virtues of the Blessed Virgin.
Inaugurating the Mary Grotto, he's challenged Christians there to uphold prayerful lives through which they can draw closer to their Savior.
We like these places that help us to remember, to think, to lift our hearts to God while contemplating the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is veneration, it is not adoration.
The donor's son, Bitomonkwa Edward Samuel, says it's a dream come true for his father, who has always wanted to honor the Virgin Mary.
He always told us, if he dies, that we should do it after his death.
St. Augustine's Parish, Colchos, located in Lobo Municipality of the Lekki Division, was constructed in 1991 by the then parish priest, an Italian, called Father Antonio. Carinto Sam, CRTV News, Center.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. The Office of the Public Independent Conciliator in the Northwest Region is emphasizing the need for active participation of all local communities, including minority groups, in council activities. During a recent outreach, officials encouraged locals to engage more in development projects such as constructing schools, improving water and electricity supplies, and securing civil status documents regardless of their traditional lifestyles. CV Banta reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
At the recent outreach session, Borora representatives expressed concerns about being underrepresented in local development efforts despite their integration into communities across the region. The president of the Borora Cultural and Development Association, Unusa Karimu, shares how this lack of inclusion affects their socioeconomic progress.
Councils work with their development plan. And it is unfortunate that during the development of this development plan, the Mboro people were completely left out. They have to be part of the development plan from the beginning.
Alhaji Haruna Umaru from Wum and Hawe Buba from Santa acknowledged the importance of the meeting and planned to relay the information back to their communities.
To get to my people and tell them to be involved in everything that has to do with development.
We promise to give the relevant information and all the sensitization within our reach.
A research officer from the office of the PIC, Nina Amumbang, reveals that recent findings suggest Bororos face challenges in engaging in council activities.
Let the council authorities, who are duty bearers, know that these Bororo people, like every other person, they are equal and they all have rights to actively participate in their council activities.
This outreach is one of many organized by the PIC aimed at combating discrimination against minority groups in the Northwest while promoting equal involvement in council affairs. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The government primary school of Mebi in Gelemenduka subdivision now has 6 newly constructed classrooms to host pupils come September 9. The structure was handed to the school by the Hope for East Cameroon, a non-governmental organization with assistance from the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. Their president, Dr. Evelyn Patience-Memphil, says the goal of the NGO is to bring education closer to the people. Tala LT reports from Ngelemanduka.
The 3 block of 6 classrooms, equipped with benches, 2 latrines, and an administrative block donated by Hope for East Cameroon, will replace the old dilapidated structures and provide a conducive learning environment for pupils of the government primary school, Maybe. Alex Mimbang, mayor of Ngelemanduka, expresses gratitude on behalf of the beneficiaries.
This activity is a wake-up call for the entire community to support the children so that they can go back to school in the good conditions for the emergence of our country, Cameroon.
The non-governmental organization Hope for East Cameroon, with assistance from Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, and members of the elite, through this gesture, strive to bring education closer to the people. Dr. Evelyn Patience Memphil, President of Hope for East Cameroon.
Our main objective is to bring school closer to village so we can have more Cameroonian, more educated Cameroonian, and those classrooms that we are giving them is to give them a brighter future.
In the presence of the divisional officer from Ngeli Menduka, school bags containing books and other didactic materials were handed to over 200 pupils. Tala LT, CRTV News, Ngeli Menduka.
In news out of Cameroon, South African prosecutors have dropped charges against 95 Libyans who were arrested on suspicion of receiving training at an illegal military camp. The case was withdrawn due to insufficient evidence, and the men will only be charged with breaching South Africa's immigration laws, with the Home Affairs Department ensuring their swift deportation to Libya. The group was initially arrested in July after a raid on a farm in White River, where firearms, military tents, and drugs were found. The mortal remains of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, will arrive at the Yaoundé in Simalé International Airport tonight. Issa Hayatou, who led African football for more than 30 years, will be laid to rest in his native Garowa, North Region, tomorrow Friday. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele-Kombi, will represent President Paul Biya at the event. For an update, we now go over to Ben Collins Nyiberiwo on special assignment at the Yaoundé Simalé International Airport. Good evening, Ben Collins.
Good evening, Snosel Anoibi, and welcome to the Yaoundé International Airport, where, as you rightly said, it is the corpse of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, who also served as the interim president of the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, Issa Hayatou. The corpse will be received here at exactly 9:30 p.m. by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, who is going to represent the head of state, Paul Biya. Issa Hayatou, the football administrator who served CAF for the longest serving football president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, will be received here amid mourners who are already converging on the Yaoundé International Airport out here, amid also tight security out here. It is a very, very gloomy atmosphere out here, small cell, given that it is a real administrator, a real football administrator who is visiting the world beyond. He begins his final journey to the world beyond tonight when his corpse will arrive at the Yaoundé Simalé International Airport from France, where he died last August 8, 2024. From the Yaoundé Simalé International Airport, the corpse will be taken to his residence here in Yaoundé for family viewing before being taken to Garoua, where he will be laid to rest this Friday. The Minister of Sport, like I said, will represent the head of state in this funeral ceremony. The funeral ceremony that is expected to be attended by the president of the World Football Governing Body, Gianni Infantino, alongside his counterpart of the Confederation of African Football, Dr. Patrice Motsepe. They are also expected to jet into Yaoundé this evening, maybe alongside the flight that will be carrying the mortal remains of fellow compatriots, the former president of CAF, Issa Hayatou. From the Yaoundé Simalé International Airport, Ben Collins, Nyeberwa for the 7 p.m. news.
Thanks, Ben Collins. In the meantime, last-minute preparations ahead of the laying to rest of Issa Hayatou, former president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, are ongoing in Garoua. Issa Hayatou will be laid to rest tomorrow in his hometown, Garoua. Julius Neba has a report from CRTV North.
To some Garoua city dwellers, the announcement of Issa Hayatou's burial to take place this Friday, 16th August, has come with showers of blessings, given a timely rainfall that poured this Thursday in Garoua. The royal family, on their part, have been cutting their T's and dotting their I's to ensure that all is set for the state funeral ceremony to pay homage to the departed illustrious prince of Garoua. Minister Issa Chiroma Bakari is a childhood friend of the deceased.
I am short of words to express the pain that I feel, given that I have to accompany Issa Hayatou to his final journey.
He was a brother with whom I always found a friend to confide in.
There's a confidence.
The Garoua International Airport has also seen a significant facelift, expected alongside the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, who is to personally represent the head of state, President Paul Biya, are political figures from around the world, including the president of FIFA, Gianni Infantino, the president of CAF, Patrice Motsepe, North Governor Jean Abate Idi, traditional authorities, and the members of the royal and Ayatu families, plus the population of Garoua. The president of the North Regional Council, Umaru Usmanu, highlights that, most importantly, they have placed the funeral preparations in the hands of Allah.
The prayer.
We have been saying prayers, asking Allah to help us have a successful organization of Isa Ayatu's funeral. Given the state of affairs, one can certainly say all is set in Garoua for Isa Ayatu's final journey into the world beyond. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
The coach of the under-20 women's national football team, Hassan Bala, has made public the list of 24 players to take part in the 2024 FIFA Women's World Cup in that category to run from the 31st of August to the 22nd of September in Colombia. Six foreign-based players and 18 local players make up the squad that is expected to travel to Bogota in Colombia tomorrow for the final phase of the training. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
After more than a month of training in Yaounde, where the team had a series of warm-up matches with some local clubs in the country, Coach Hassan Bala and his 24 players will continue the final phase of their training in Bogota.
Je suis satisfait de cette préparation parce que les filles ont répondu présentes et elles ont accepté le travail.
Hassan Bala says the balance sheet of the first phase of the training is satisfactory. He shares the same views with the team's top strikers Lamine Mana and Naomi Eto, who are also upbeat for a great participation in the World Cup.
Nous avons travaillé dur, le coach a mis un système en place.
On ne peut pas dire que nous allons pour perdre ou bien pour se balader. Nous devons donner le meilleur.
Six foreign-based players and 18 local players make up the squad. The under-20 Lionesses are drawn in Pool A alongside Colombia, Australia and Mexico in the 2024 Under-20 Women's World Cup that will run from the 31st of August to the 22nd of September in Colombia.
To end this news here once again are the main points. President Paul Biya has called for a structured international solidarity while attending the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the 1944 Allied landing in Provence in France. Roman Catholic Christians in Cameroon have celebrated the solemnity of Assumption, the day it is believed the Blessed Virgin Mary was taken to heaven, body and soul. The body of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Issa Ayatu, who died in France, will be received at the Yaoundé Nsimalé International Airport tonight, ahead of an official burial in Garoua tomorrow. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.